In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Thank you for joining us once again for the Word for Life. We're really glad to have everyone here, and thank you for joining us. And I'm here with Pastor Ken Keltner, who's a lead pastor at Brookside. I'm also here with Pastor Mark Widmer, and he is the newest addition pastor here at Brookside, and he's been with us the last few shows. So
several weeks in, several weeks into the ministry here, and you're still going strong, Pastor Mark. It's good to see.
That's right.
And I finally got your name right. You know, no fault of yours, of course.
I answered anything.
Yeah.
He just says, that's right, Jack. It's with a W. We got it. You can just mispronounce my name. Feel free for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to let you know what's going on here as we have the missions conference coming up here at Brookside, October 12th and the 16th. That'll be a Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah, 12th through the 16th. Yeah, it'll be a, it's always a highlight for us. And we have four of our missionaries that we currently support. And then our keynote speaker is Jim Tillotson, Dr. Jim Tillotson. He is the president of Faith Baptist Bible College in Ankeny, Iowa. He and his wife, Joan, will be with us. So it's always a highlight here at Brookside Missions Conference.
It's always a really neat thing. And then November the 12th and the 13th, that's a Saturday and a Sunday. Mike Gendron will be here, and he has an evangelistic ministry on how to share the gospel with your Catholic friends and family, which can be a kind of a tough navigation at times.
But we thought that would be a good time to have him here before, you know, obviously Thanksgiving, Christmas, when we're around more family members and so forth. So.
Mm-hmm.
And he's no stranger to VCY, and I know he's probably been a guest of Jim Schneider's, probably on Crosstalk or whatever. So we look forward to Mike and his wife Jane being with us on that weekend.
We are in Joshua chapter 6 as we bring people up to speed on where we left off.
It's the first major encounter, really, as far as Israel is concerned. This is going to be their first big obstacle in taking possession of the promised land. And it's the story of Jericho. And I think appreciate it. We must realize that these events were real happenings. They were these people were reading about. They were real people. And the difficulty for us is that a familiar story such as this, we have to fight yawning when we come to passages like this one. Jericho, the wall fell down, I know. But if you and I had been there, it's possible that we would still be hearing the rocks tumbling down on one another and the walls falling flat. It would be just as exciting now as it was when it happened, if we were there. And God has recorded for us to let us know it happened. So let's just remind ourselves of what Jericho looked like on the inside. Verse 1 says it was completely shut up because of the children of Israel. And the fifth chapter of Joshua lets us know that these Jerichoites were petrified. Their hearts melted, neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. Now, they might have been on the walls laughing, watching these people walk around. But on the inside, they got to be confused and perplexed. What are these people doing? Isn't that surprising that when Israel crossed the flooded Jordan, nobody disputed their passage? And even now, as they're camped over there at Gilgal between Jericho and the flooded waters, there was no charge to fight from the men of war in Jericho. There was no night attack. There was no ambush. There was no attempt to contact or contest the rise of these nomadic Israelites that are setting foot on their ground. I mean, does that kind of seem strange to you? I mean, well, let's send a delegation and see if we can, you know, have a compromised treaty here with them. You don't see there. And there is just this impending doom. It's like darkness that's starting to just overwhelm them. Like people who are so afraid and so confused, they do nothing. Because the people in Jericho didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're fearful. It's an awful way to be, isn't it? Just totally afraid.
Yeah.
I remember talking to my buddy Marty Bond when I was going through some difficult days in my life, and I was just really overcome by fear, and I wasn't going to tell Marty anything about it, but he just kept talking, and sure enough, comes out, and he goes, Ken, when we get off this phone call, you need to get on your hands and knees and cry out to God and ask His forgiveness for your unholy fear. Because fear can just immobilize a believer. It can immobilize anyone, but for the believer who should be trusting and counting on God, recognizing that I can be confident of this, that as Paul told the Philippians, that he that has begun a good work in you will complete it in the day of Jesus Christ. God cares for you. He knows you. It's not like you're some computer number that God has to look up. No, He knows everything about you. You look at Psalm 139, He knows you, He knows us.
He knows how many hairs you have on your head.
Yeah, Jack, you would have to mention that, wouldn't you?
Well, I think there's no bragging right there on my end either. So.
Yeah.
God is always faithful.
Yeah, He is. Well, to be afraid, really, though, is that lack of faith, trust, and all things that belong to the flesh and the world and the devil and the darkness make people afraid. It's only God's people that have this unyielding confidence in God. No one, as a believer, is ever going to lose when the captain of heaven is leading the way. And the future belongs here to the people of God. It does not belong to the people of Jericho. For they're afraid of the night, they're afraid of the grave, they're afraid of death, they're afraid of judgment, they're afraid of the future. They have been crying out, "Oh, Hadad, save us. Oh, Asherah, have pity on us. Oh, Ashtoreth, lead us by your strength." They're crying out to these false gods. And I think what's interesting is the psalmist really records what false gods are like. And Jack, if you could just read that for us in Psalm 115, verses 3 through 9. This appears a couple of times in the Psalms. And Psalm 115 just is a great picture of when we're trusting things. That's what we're looking to for our help or for our guidance. So Jack, read that passage for us.
But our God is in heaven. He does whatever He pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter through their throat. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
And that same God of Israel is the God of the believer today. He is our refuge. He is our help. And just the futility of calling out to some strange God that you've created or you've made is just foolish. And the psalmist is saying they have ears, but they don't hear. You can cry out all you want. Remember, wasn't it Elijah who was being challenged by the prophets of Baal, and they were having that battle on Mount Carmel, and they cut themselves crying out for their gods to bring fire down, on the sacrifice, and Elijah's over there. Hey, maybe your God's sleeping. Maybe you need to yell just a little bit louder. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as Elijah gets all the water poured on he says, pour water all over that sacrifice, have the little moat around, let the water go, and cries out to God, and boom, immediately, lightning out of heaven just strikes and burns that sacrifice to a crisp.
Yeah.
And he tells the people, you're going to have to go, which side are you going to be on now? And so God is going to do a great work because He gave Joshua a promise that He would give Jericho into their hand. Its king, and then I notice this phrase, its mighty man of valor. He's going to give Joshua and the people this city, this land. But what they're going to do is trust and be obedient to Him. And so we left off in our last session talking about the steps of faith. There's going to be this commitment of faith. They would need to totally be dependent upon God. when he says, I've given Jericho into your hand, trust me. Because Israel is going to conquer this, and the conquest is going to be by faith, not of arms. And I think the greatest difficulty, and you guys feel free to weigh in on this, in our lives is to get to a place where you and I have to admit that the whole thing is too big for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, the obstacles. And I have no idea what kind of obstacles, you know, people are facing. You think back, even men, some of the obstacles you faced in your life. Like, God, how are you going to get me through this? Whether it's an attack on me personally or upon your church or our own family, you know, how are we going to come through this? Because many times these obstacles are like giant, you know, walls of Jericho intimidating us. And the kind of commitment to faith that we have has to be working in us.
I wonder sometimes with the, in life, we think, well, our faith is growing, and at some point this is going to plateau.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to wonder in life if it's not the bigger obstacles, the bigger trials are always out there in the future. At least they're new to us, but God's always looking to increase our faith so that we see Him as faithful, reliable, trustworthy.
Yeah, and when you see some of those past victories of, I totally depended on the Lord, and look what He did, He provided,
yeah. It
should strengthen me, you know, to keep going. This commitment of faith is a reliance, again, we've said it often, of the Almighty God that we serve. I'm reminded of what Paul said in Romans 4, verses 20 and 21 about Abraham. He says, he did not waver. That word waver could be stagger. He wasn't staggered at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he, talking about God, had promised, he was also able to perform. And I can say to you, friend, whatever obstacle you're faced with, it's going to take commitment of faith on your part to trust Him. No turning back. Don't quit. But realize that God and God alone can help you. And this commitment of faith is absolutely necessary. That, Father, I trust You. I'm going to depend on You. Secondly, we looked at this obedience of faith. It was more, Jericho was more of a fortress than it was an actual city. And, you know, we talked about maybe as, you know, around 10 acres even at the time. But Joshua and Israel are not going to take Jericho by some clever human military strategy. No, they're going to have to be obedient to Him. And friends, even for us today, as maybe you're driving to work or you're listening at home while you're getting ready for work or the day, you're going to have to step out today and demonstrate, Father, I am totally trusting You. I want to be a man, a woman, a teenager of faith that is dependent on You and whatever You're going to do. And so God's way is going to seem strange to these people, but God is saying, obey Me and look what happens. And the same is for us today. You have a great day and join us again as we continue our study here in the book of Joshua.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.